Now, a highlight each week to help us with our mental attitude, of course, is the Watchtower Study. And at this assembly, we have learned much about the need to safeguard our mind, and our watchtower each week is a vital aid. Here's Brother Ed Johnson to summarize our lesson for this week.
Well, it's nice that you brought your watchtowers along. We have such beautiful gems to consider in this article. It sets a tone for our year's text. Each time we walk into the kingdom hall and when we read this scripture, they didn't just pull the scripture out of the hat. They gave thought to how it will benefit us in our relationship with Jehovah, how it will help us to continue on in our service to Him. So our year's text is, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for He is good." That's a scriptural text, and it's the January 15th, 2015 Watchtower, and we're glad that you're able to follow along and see what points that you learned and see what points that I'll be able to highlight. You'll notice on page 2, and it talks about the summary of what we're going to cover. It says, "We can cultivate and maintain gratitude by meditating on our blessings and thanking Jehovah for them. Having a grateful heart will help us to fight unthankfulness and to cope with trials." Our year text for 2015 will help us to do this throughout the coming year. So give thanks to Jehovah and be blessed. That's the scripture based on Psalm 106 and verse 1, where it says, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for He is good." You notice the main points that we're going to cover through this article. What do we learn about the Apostle Paul about gratitude? How are meditation and prayer keys to maintaining thankfulness? How can reflecting on our blessings help us to cope with trials? Now, for those who have the Simplified, I was actually able to use that and gain a lot of good points. And if you have that, you'll notice that too. Because, for instance, it gives the definition of blessings. So what is the definition? It says, all the good things that Jehovah has given us, all the good things that Jehovah has done for us, and all the good things that He will do for us in the future. So just think about that. Those three things, every time when we're giving thanks to Jehovah and we're thinking about the blessings that He's given to us. We've already had it described nicely how Jehovah is like that shepherd, as it mentions in paragraph 1 there. He is a giver of every good gift, and He's there to support us. He cares for us, both in our physical, but especially our spiritual needs, as it mentions. He's like a refuge and a strength. So when we suffer, or when we're in times of distress, Jehovah is there to give us that support. Why do we need to be thankful? You notice in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2 that it talks about the conditions of the last days. What is one of the predominant attitudes of the people that we meet? Unthankful. And so that's why we have to be careful that we don't adopt that attitude of being unthankful. You see, many aren't satisfied with what they already have. And so we too could become ungrateful, lose our appreciation for the blessings that Jehovah has given to us. In paragraph 3, the question is, right at the end of paragraph 3, there's two questions that we want to give thought to. So what can happen when we undergo difficult situations? What is quite often the expression that we hear from people? Why me? Right? Okay, so now you notice at the end of paragraph 3 it mentions, how can we cultivate a grateful heart and maintain it? And what will help us to remain positive even when we are undergoing severe trials? So again, you see, those are the points that we're going to cover as we go through this beautiful article. The first subheading is, how many things you have done, O Jehovah. So the question for paragraph 4, how can we maintain a grateful heart? Well, it talks about the importance of having or realizing that Jehovah and His loyal acts of love, or His loyal love. And when we look at these two read scriptures, we're going to find out how that's backed up for us. So let's turn, first of all, to Psalm 40 and verse 5. So Psalm 40 verse 5 reads, How many things you have done, O Jehovah my God. Your wonderful works and your thoughts toward us, none can compare to you. If I were to try to tell and speak of them, they would become too numerous to recount. Nice scripture. Again, helping us to see that when we look for the ways that Jehovah has blessed us personally, it's too many to recount. Because we can reflect on so many things that he has done for us. Now notice the other scripture in Psalm 107 and verse 43. So Psalm 107 and verse 43. It says, whoever is wise will observe these things and will carefully consider Jehovah's acts of loyal love. In the Draw Close to Jehovah book, it actually brings out a difference between Jehovah's goodness and his loyal love, because it mentioned that Jehovah's good to everybody. He gives the rain, the sun, and everything to everybody. But his loyal love is exclusive to those who love him and obey him. So you see, that's one of the blessings that we get too, that Jehovah will care for us because of his loyal love. When we think of the example of the Apostle Paul, he certainly meditated on the blessings that he received, and he, as it mentions, frequently expressed heartfelt thanks to Jehovah. Now, he made many mistakes, right? He did some bad things, even involved in a murder. And yet, he was grateful for the ransom sacrifice. So what lesson do we learn from that? We no doubt have done many bad things, you know. And when we've asked Jehovah for his forgiveness, we can be confident that we can have it. And so those sins in the past, where do we want to keep them? In the past. Just like Paul. Let's move on, and when that brother's resurrected, I'll be able to say sorry. So, of course, we haven't murdered, hopefully, but the point is we can see from him and the view of that ransom, right? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Another read scripture here, so let's take a look at this. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, where he says, I am grateful to Christ Jesus, our Lord, who imparted power to me, because he considered me faithful by assigning me to a ministry. Although formerly I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and an insolent man, nevertheless I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and with a lack of faith. But the undeserved kindness of our Lord abounded exceedingly along with faith and the love that is in Christ Jesus. So again, being thankful for that beautiful provision, the ransom sacrifice. One of the other things that Paul was very grateful for was his fellow worshipers or his fellow Christians who helped him out. He often thanked Jehovah for their fine qualities, their faithful service. Again, what can we learn from this? Now, in his prayer, he didn't say, I'm thankful because they're perfect. They don't make mistakes. They don't rub me the wrong way. No. Because we are imperfect. And we are going to make those mistakes. But he focused in on the good things that they were doing and thanked Jehovah for that. Do we see a lesson in that for us? Yeah, the importance of looking for the good and focusing on that. It will help us to be thankful for the brotherhood. Meditation and prayer are also keys to maintaining thankfulness, or will help us to remain thankful. Meditating on what Jehovah has done for us personally. Let's go to the next page, on page 10, and let's look at that picture there. And we see our brother sitting at the table with his Bible. So what he's doing beforehand is he's taking a moment to think about the blessings that he's received and how he's going to thank Jehovah for that in prayer. So what are some of the things? Well, we can see that he was in the hospital. And wasn't he thankful that the family came to visit him? Could be his parents or could be an older couple from the congregation. But you see that love that was shown to him, he was grateful for. He was thankful for his marriage mate. They could worship Jehovah together. And then when a baby came along, he was thankful that he could train this child to love Jehovah too. And then again, the ransom sacrifice. So one of the things that we need to do is to stop and think about what Jehovah has done for us. And when we do that, then we will be in a position to offer our prayer to him and give him thanks and praise. Let's take a look in Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. and that will bear that out. Psalm 92. In verses 1 and 2. It is good to give thanks to Jehovah and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loyal love in the morning and your faithfulness during the nights. So he enjoyed singing praises to Jehovah. We have beautiful songs too, and we're encouraged to sing them out, to learn these new songs, make it part of our heartfelt expression of love and devotion to Jehovah. And then, of course, sharing it with others, right? That's what he mentioned. In the morning, evening, I'll talk about you all the time. And that's a good example for us to follow, too. In paragraph 7 there goes, when we have our blessings firmly and fixed in mind and heart, we are ready to pray to Jehovah and offer thanks. Because, you see, the problem sometimes can be that a lot of people will go to Jehovah or go to God when they need something. So that's not what we want to do. If we have a friend who just phones only when they need something, maybe the call display will come up and, should I answer it or shouldn't I? So we don't want to do that. We want to be thankful to Jehovah and show that in our prayers. And Jehovah is pleased when we express thanks for what we have. The example of Hannah, of course, that's in our Bible reading this last little bit here, and then also Hezekiah also, are good for us. So Hannah was thankful to Jehovah because she had a son born to her. And she said, my heart rejoices in Jehovah. Hezekiah, remember he was recovered from his sickness. And he says, oh Jehovah, save me. I'm going to play my songs. I'm going to sing praise to you, he said, all the days of my life. That's two good examples. Now, what are the benefits of doing this? Well, as it mentions in near the end of that paragraph, it's many. Our spirits will be lifted, you see, rather than focusing on all the bad. Because when you get into that negative mode, what happens is we kind of get depressed. But when we realize all of the good things that we have, our spirits are going to soar. And also, as it mentions, our love will grow for Jehovah. And we can draw even closer to him. So we become and remain close friends with Jehovah. Paragraph 8, it says, what could cause us to lose appreciation for all that Jehovah has done for us? Well, we have an inherited tendency to be unthankful. Well, we got it from our first parents. And so that's a constant battle that we have to wage in order to fight off that unthankful spirit. So it's important for us to do that. We can become so absorbed in this world, and that's what Satan wants. Become focused on these things. That's what's going to make you happy. A new car or whatever else. You know, when we become focused on those things, it doesn't bring us happiness. It draws us further away from Jehovah. And it says that we want to avoid that downward spiral in being absorbed into this world. So meditate on the blessings that Jehovah has done for us. Psalm 27 and verse 11 will bring this out too. So let's go to Psalm 27. In verse 4. One thing I have asked from Jehovah, it is what I will look for, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to gaze upon the pleasantness of Jehovah and to look with appreciation upon his temple. So what do you think that he was mentioning or highlighting here in this verse? The beauty to be together in Jehovah's house. What beautiful program we've enjoyed so far. Haven't you enjoyed that? You think of all the different points. We're going to go home and we're going to think about it. How can I apply that? When we go to the congregation meetings, you see, we've been beat up by the world. But we go to the meetings and we have ones that encourage us. We receive beautiful instruction. And then we feel refreshed. So that's what's being highlighted here. The importance of being at our meetings. When coping with trials is our next subheading, paragraph 9 there. Now, the issue is, of course, how can we have a grateful heart when we're coping with grievous trials? This section here is tough. It's tough to go through it. without it tearing at your heart, isn't it? We have four examples that we're going to consider. And so we're going to try and do that without getting too drawn away here. But we could, as it mentions in paragraph 9, we could suddenly be confronted with life-altering circumstances. For instance, the unfaithfulness of a marriage mate, or a life-threatening illness, the death of a loved one, or the devastating effects of a natural disaster. So again, you see, meditating on Jehovah's blessings will give us comfort and will strengthen us to endure. So our first example is our sister Irina. And she is a regular pioneer, married to an elder. Things seemed to be going good. She had children, but her husband left her. That would be pretty hard. So how did she cope? How did she maintain that spiritual balance despite being in this situation? She says, I want you to notice what her very expressions were. I am grateful for Jehovah's personal care for me as an individual. So by choosing to count my blessings each day, I can see what a privilege it is to be known and loved by our protective Heavenly Father. I know that He will never abandon me. What a beautiful example, one worthy of imitation. Our sister in Asia, Kayung Suk, as mentioned, she pioneered with her husband for more than 20 years. They'd been through trials, sure. But now, the doctor tells her she has 3 to 6 months to live. Wow. And she's probably thinking, you know, I've given you everything, Jehovah. Well, what helped our sister to cope? This is something that you might want to write down for yourself, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Each night before you go to bed, says, think of 5 things that I can thank Jehovah for this day. Because that's what she did. Every night, I go up to the rooftop of our home and I pray out loud about 5 things I am grateful for from that day. Then I feel reassured and am moved to express my love for Jehovah. So our dear sister set a good example. She came to realize that Jehovah sustained her through these trialsome circumstances. And that no matter what trials we will face, Jehovah is there for us. Our brother Jason here, serving at Bethel, been in full-time service more than 30 years, he lost his wife to an illness. And he says, every time I would think about the pain that she was going through their last days, it was overwhelming. But then he remembered some of the good things, the pleasant memories. He thanked Jehovah for that, and he felt a sense of relief. And he says, then he was grateful for these memories that he could enjoy. So again, he said, thanking Jehovah for having a good marriage and for the privilege of serving him with someone who deeply loved him has improved my outlook. Remember seeing the video of our sisters, brothers and sisters down in the Philippines? That was heartrending and truly hard. Now just imagine 13-year-old Cheryl. She lost virtually everything, as it mentions. She lost her home. I lost my father, my mother, my 3 siblings. How would you feel? Would you be so overcome with the loss that you forget what Jehovah can do? What He will do? This young sister is a good example, too. What helped her to cope? She says she had a grateful heart and remains conscious of the spiritual blessings that she still has. I saw all that the brothers and the sisters did to bring relief and encouragement to those who needed help. I knew that brothers all around the world, they came, were praying for me. I am very thankful that Jehovah is my God. He always gives us the things we need. What a beautiful picture when you go to page 12 there. You see our young sister with her brother. And again, we're grateful for these examples for us, because it helps us to keep that balance that's so necessary in these last days. Because I'm sure that if I talk to everyone here, we've gone through trials. We will go through trials. So how do we keep a spiritual balance? When we follow these examples, it will help us. As it mentions at the end of paragraph 13 there, being conscious of our blessings is a powerful antidote but to being swallowed up by grief. This is an appreciative heart helps us to go on despite any distressing events that we may face. This scripture is a crucial one in this study. When we look at this, we're going to think of both our text, your text, and also our theme for our convention. So let's look at it, and let's see if we can glean those points from this passage. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. So we'll read it, and then we're going to break it down. So in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your mental powers by means of Christ Jesus. So do you think it's saying here that, okay, we're suffering. This young sister here in this picture, she prayed to Jehovah and she doesn't ever cry? Of course she cries. She lost her family. So does it saying that we won't be anxious? No. It's saying that Jehovah can help us to get through it. As an illustration, this time of year is bad because the snow is melting. We get lots of ice, right? And so we're out in service. We have an elderly brother or sister with us. We give them our arm just so they can get that grip and be steady. And once in a while, you'll feel them grab it because they're slipping just a little bit. We help them to get to the door. We help them to get through. That's what Jehovah's doing. He says, I'm not going to take it. It's not all going to go away. No. The new system, well, that'll correct it. But right now, I'm giving you my arm so that you can stay steady. That's what it's saying. When you pray, but you notice also it mentions supplication. Do you know what supplication is? If you look it up, it talks about it being a begging. We're just begging Jehovah to help us. Isn't that a beautiful expression? So that's what it's really talking about. Now, Jehovah says, okay, so this is the formula, this is the recipe to deal with these problems that we're going through, along with thanksgiving. Take time now to think about what you've been given. And then you see, yeah. I think of that video that we had at the convention. We didn't get to see it in Red Deer, but we did when we were at another convention on the resurrection. Not a word was spoken, but I tell you, you could not stop crying. The resurrection. Jehovah will undo it. He will correct it. He says, here, think about the good things, the blessings. Remember what the blessings were? So in that simplified version, I really enjoyed going through it in the simplified version, by the way. I'm simple. It says all of the good things that Jehovah has given us, all that Jehovah has done for us, and all that he will do. So that's what this verse is really highlighting. Now, how do we apply that to, of course, our year's text? So every time we come into the Kingdom Hall, we look at this twice a week. Oh yeah, I had some trials. I'm going to put them aside. I'm going to think about some of the good things that Jehovah's done for me. That's why they chose that, to help you to keep going. Now, as for this part, why we are a source of strength to others. You think of our young sister here and all these other ones that they mentioned. Every time we see them at the Kingdom Hall, they're a strengthening aid to us. Wow! They're coming and they've got all of those problems. I'm so thankful to Jehovah for that. But you see, our words of encouragement can help them along too. So that's just a beautiful scripture to keep in mind, because that peace will help us not to lose our balance. When we look at the opening picture, I can't help but want to sing. Sing to Jehovah. Sorry. But when you look at that opening picture, that's what they were doing. They just broke out in song. They were singing to Jehovah because Jehovah, those Egyptians are no more. Well, you see, we have so much to look forward to, as it mentions here. When we think of the deliverance that Jehovah is going to give in our behalf. Gog and Magog, king of the north, Satan, you know. Yeah, he's going to deliver us. And then we're going to sing. What a beautiful privilege we'll have. What an exciting prospect. So we look forward to receiving, as it mentions, countless blessings. And especially during this next year, we will experience trials. But again, think of all the good things that we've enjoyed and will enjoy and have been blessed with. The prophet Habakkuk stated, although the fig tree may not blossom and there may be no fruit on the vines, although the olive crop may fail and the fields may produce no food, although the flock may disappear from the pen and there may be no cattle in the stalls, yet as for me, well, those are pretty bleak situation. He says, but as for me, I will exult in Jehovah. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. So may we be moved too to give thanks to Jehovah continuously through this next year. So let's take a look at our review questions then. So what do we learn from the Apostle Paul about gratitude? So we remember that he gave thanks to Jehovah for the ransom sacrifice. He was grateful because he had made some serious sins. All of us falter. There is not one of us who does not falter. So we too can be thankful that we have that ransom sacrifice. And now we can stand before Jehovah and offer him praise. But also you notice the part about giving thanks for the brotherhood. Again, how important it is for us. Because you see, Satan desperately wants to cause those divisions in the brothers. Because when people are divided, when congregations are divided, when families are divided, people are miserable. But we want to be happy. So we want to not allow anything. Yeah, well, we know that everybody's got their imperfections. It's like two kids playing in the mud puddle. The one laughs and says, "You're filthy. We need a mirror so you can see yourself." Because we both are. But we'll get clean. You see, after 1,000 years, we'll be perfect. We think of how our meditation and prayers keys to maintaining thankfulness. So again, we go back to that point about the blessings. All the good things that Jehovah has given us. Like our brother before he said his prayer, when he was sitting there and he was getting ready to think about all those things. All that Jehovah has given us, all that he has done for us, and what he will do in the future. Meditating on those will help us to keep spiritually balanced. And so how can reflecting on our blessings help us to cope with trials? That we don't become so overwhelmed and engulfed in them that we forget the importance of continuing to serve Jehovah. We learned about Irina. We learned about Kayuk Sung, Cheryl, Jason. The list could go on. And these ones, again, set a good example for us. They proved to be fellow workers with Jehovah because they would not give up. We, too, want to continue to work seeking first righteousness, what is right and just. And Jehovah will ensure that we can enjoy that forever. So may we be determined then to continue to give thanks to Jehovah for all the blessings that he has given to us.